It's Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News. Chris Kimball, the bowtie founder of America's Test Kitchen and Cooks Illustrated, talking about his new venture, Milk Street in Boston, which includes a new magazine, TV series, and cooking school. The focus, bringing techniques from around the world to the American kitchen.
The range of opportunity and possibilities beyond the way we cook here now is almost limitless. And you can get to a point where you can cook, I think, simpler, bolder, and fresher with less technique and less time.
Milk Street launching in time for the major cooking holidays coming up. For instance, taking a new look at the notion of basting that turkey.
It's very easy. We use some aluminum foil. You don't have to flip it. You don't have to change the temperature. You get a terrific outside flavor and look and skin.
Kimball also telling me about a pumpkin pie makeover made with what he calls a foolproof pie pastry.
It uses the concept of a gel, cornstarch and water. Traps the water in a gel so it doesn't react with the flour to make a tough crust. It doesn't shrink when you pre-bake it. And instead of doing a big, thick pumpkin pie, it's a thinner layer, more like a tart. It's highly concentrated, very simple to do. It's a little more elegant and also easier.
So there's still a bit of the geek element.
You cannot take the geek out of me. Well, the pie pastry is one of those things. I've been doing this 35 years. I always wonder why someone couldn't figure it out, because it's very hard for people to do. It's hard to roll out. It's too dry, it falls apart. It's too wet, it gets tough. You put it in the pie plate or the tart pan, and you try to pre-bake it, which you have to do for pumpkin pie. It shrinks, it gets ugly. You can't put enough filling in because the sides are short. So this idea of creating a little gel in the microwave for 30 seconds solves all that problem, and it's really easy to do. It almost has the texture is almost a little like plasticine. It has a very malleable texture, and so anybody can roll it out. So, yeah, I like a little science when it solves problems. Sure, why not?
Plasticine, yum.
Well, I said that's the texture. I didn't say that was the taste. It's buttery and it's flaky when you finish it.
Kimball saying his own cooking's developed, case in point, roasting a chicken and years of obsessing about the perfect skin.
If you look around the world, most people don't care about the skin. In Canton, they would take a whole chicken, throw in some water, a little ginger scallion, maybe a little Shaoxing wine, or you could use sherry or mirin or whatever you want. Simmer it for 25 minutes, turn the heat off, go away, come back in 45 minutes. It's perfectly cooked. Mm-hmm. You can chop into pieces. You can take the meat off the bone. You can get rid of the skin, whatever you want to do. But serve it with a sauce, a little sesame oil, soy sauce, some of the poaching liquid. It takes 10 minutes of work. It's foolproof, and it's full of flavor. And by the way, now you have a stock to make rice.
Also taking a different look at stews and scrambled eggs with olive oil.
Most cultures in the world don't use butter for eggs. They use oil, and there's a reason, because it makes much better eggs. When you heat butter up, it's going to not get that hot because the water has to evaporate before it can get over the boiling point. Oil, extra virgin olive oil, of course, heats up quickly. The hotter oil takes the liquid in the eggs and turns it into steam very quickly. So you end up with a very fluffy, just wonderful scrambled eggs. It's hotter, there's more steam, and the steam is trapped better. It's called a surfactant, is what's in the olive oil. For years, 40 years, I've made stews the French way, which is you saute the meat first. Almost no culture does that. They took meat and put it in water. You don't use stock. Cook the meat in the water, and the water becomes a stock. And you don't need to saute the meat because you don't need more umami. So we have this great stew that's easy to make.
And the initial issue of Milk Street featuring a quick light dessert to round out a meal, caramel oranges.
I was in Italy a few years ago in Rome in March, and they served a peeled seedless orange with a caramel sauce. That was it. That recipe got picked up in London in the 80s. Nigella Lawson did one. And so we slice oranges, make a very quick caramel, put it on the oranges, let it sit in the fridge, and serve it with some Greek yogurt and some toasted nuts.
A caramel made with fresh orange juice, sugar, and cinnamon sticks. Whisk the butter in after you remove the pan from the heat. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News, and this is Fox in Food.